More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Joe Biden wants you to believe that everything's going smoothly in Afghanistan, getting American troops out. He even did a Sunday update for you to let you know that, hey, everything's going to be just fine. But what's happening in Afghanistan, he can't even run from. The situation in Kabul, for example, has turned so bad that for any American trying to get to the airport, they are now being beaten and their passports are being confiscated. U.S. Congressman Dan Crenshaw tweeted out earlier, I have firsthand reports of an 18-month-old beaten to keep the parents back. That's right, an American family caught in Afghanistan. They beat the 18-month-old child so the parents would retreat. Joe Biden has not taken any action to stop 18-month-old children from being beaten. Joe Biden has not taken action to allow our forces to push out past the gates to assist people that have the right paperwork. We know that now. And we know that things are getting worse. ABC News reporter even went out and shattered Biden's claims that the Taliban is letting Americans, and this is what they've been trying to tell you. This is what they've been saying. They've been saying, well, don't worry, because Joe Biden and the White House, they said, hey, these Americans are getting through. We're trusting the Taliban to allow Americans to get through, and there's no indication they're not allowing them to get through. That is a lie. We have videos now proving it. We have videos now proving that this is a total lie.
All through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through. So we know of no circumstance where American citizens are carrying an American passport are trying to get through to the airport.
That's a lie. Joe Biden just lied to you. Joe Biden just lied to save face. Joe Biden knew when he said that, and he had been in his intelligence cables had told him that what he was saying right then and there is a lie. And now they're beating the children so the parents will retreat and not try to go to the airport. Joe Biden has refused to allow our men and women in the military to get outside of the gates. He has not allowed our men and women in uniform to do their jobs, to go out and get people. Marcus Luttrell, who is known as the lone survivor, he took politics out of it when he made an appearance on TV this week just saying, Mr. President, just let us do our job. Just let us go do our job. We'll get every American out. They didn't leave me behind. They found me in a hole. Because in America, we have a never leave someone behind mentality. We send the entire weight of the United States of America to go get Americans when they are left behind because we don't leave them behind. Mr. President, just let us do our job. We're ready to go. Give me 12 guys, as he put it. Just let me go and do my job. ABC reporter on the ground, shattered Biden's claims on ABC News Tonight. Right after Joe Biden, I'm going to play it for you again because I want you to hear it. Joe Biden, in his own words, lying to every American, telling you, oh, there's no problems in Kabul. There's no issues there. You can go to the airport and the Taliban, they're letting you walk right through. We know Taliban beating Americans. We know that the Taliban is taking American passports, and now they're beating children, 18-month-old infant children.
Been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through. So we know of no circumstance where American citizens are carrying an American passport are trying to get through to the airport.
Does that square with reporting on the ground?
I mean, just totally not. I mean, the reaction was pretty much one of, I mean, it was breathtaking. No indication Americans can't get to the airport. I mean, last night on World News, we had American citizens who had exactly that experience. They tried to get to the airport. They had waived their American passports. The president talked about all they had to do was present their passports and they'd be allowed through. They were beaten by the Taliban with the rubber fan belt from a vehicle. Multiple examples of Americans and Afghans, SIV applicants, who have now tried repeatedly. There's one woman we're tracking. She's back at the airport tonight. This is her third night in the row. Gates haven't opened. The Taliban haven't let her through. It just seems the reality and the rhetoric are miles apart.
Now, I love that he says the rhetoric are miles apart. It's not the rhetoric. It's the lie. It's not rhetoric. It's a lie. Let's call it a lie. Let's not act like it's using to answer the question, acting like, oh, you're overreacting. Yeah, so some people got beaten that were American citizens. And almost it's almost like this administration's like, well, but did you die? Right? Like, did you die? No. Okay, well, then stop complaining.
Assessment of the situation on the ground, and that he's saying that Secretary Austin specifically acknowledged that Americans were being beaten on their way to the airport. Can you give us any more detail about what who these Americans are that Secretary Austin was talking about?
Courtney, we've actually been talking about this for several days here, here at this particular podium. We know of cases. A small number that we know of. And we don't have perfect visibility, but we know of a small number of cases where some Americans, and certainly as the secretary also said in that statement, Afghans that we want to evacuate. It wasn't just Americans that he talked about, have been harassed and in some cases beaten. We don't believe it is a very large number. And in matter of fact, the numbers would indicate. And I've said this before.
I love this. Basically, it's not a large number, folks, so calm down. Right? It makes everything better. Like, it's not a big deal. Everybody just calm down, okay? Right? Just relax. Young children, by the way, among 7 killed in a crowd stampede at the Kabul airport. Not a big deal. It's only 7. I'm sure that's what the White House will say. 7 people were actually crushed to death as massive crowds fell against the concrete barriers outside the Kabul airport as they gathered to try to flee Afghanistan after the Taliban took control. That, according to the Britain's Ministry of Defense. Panicked crowds were pushing forward in an attempt to board evacuation planes when the tragedy took place. Conditions on the ground remain extremely challenging, the UK said, but we're doing everything we can to manage the situation safely and securely as possible. It's what the UK Defense Ministry said in a statement this morning. Taliban fighters also sparked panic by firing into the air to drive off more people who were attempting to get past guards and to the airport. Our sincere thoughts are with the families of the 7 Afghan civilians who have sadly died in crowds in Kabul, the ministry said in a statement. Now, we could stop all this in 2 seconds. Sky News Global correspondent Stuart Ramsey outside the international airport was where he reported seeing the frustrating crowds trying to get inside before it descended into deadly chaos. At the front of the queue, people were being crushed to death. He noting even as the soldiers fired into the air to disperse the crowd, people still pushed forward. One mother who lost her child in the deadly crush later detailed events that came as the crowd was reportedly sprayed with a hose to keep people cool. People are dying of heat stroke, we're now being told. My heart is bleeding, the girl's mother said. You want to know who she is? She's a former employee of the U.S. organization in Kabul, she said to the New York Times. It was like drowning and trying to hold your baby above the water. The baby died. The baby died. Welcome to Biden's America. Even CNN now is fact-checking Joe Biden's claims that Al-Qaeda's gone from Afghanistan. Then the Pentagon confirms he's still there. Even CNN can't hold this guy above water.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even CNN can't keep Biden's head above water with the criticism that he is receiving right now. In fact, Joe Biden was confronted about what Americans think about him and how bad things are actually going. He was asked this at the White House. Of course, he went to one of the easy reporters when they were asking this question, and he smiled and laughed when he was confronted with what Americans think of what is going on in his administration right now.
Question on the public response. A new poll out today shows Americans wanted to withdraw from Afghanistan, but they disapproved of the way you've handled it. Poll also found that based in part on what's transpired in the last week, the majority of Americans, forgive me, I'm just the messenger, no longer consider you to be competent, focused, or effective in the job.
I haven't seen that poll.
It's out there. CBS. What would you say?
He laughs. I haven't seen that poll. When you're being told that the majority of Americans don't believe that you're competent, we're talking about competency now. We're talking about the what we all warned you about for a long time, that this Joe Biden clearly can't handle this job, that there is something wrong with him, right? That there's something wrong with him. Everybody is throwing Joe Biden under the bus because they don't believe he can do the job. That's the problem here. They don't believe that he can actually do what he's doing, which is exactly why even CNN is throwing him under the bus at this point. Now, he did this first, you know, mea culpa interview, right, with George Stephanopoulos, which was embarrassing. It was a joke. But even CNN ripped Biden. Listen to part of this question, the ABC George Stephanopoulos interview, and then listen to CNN describing the reality of what's happening.
What's happened over the last week? Was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a failure. Look, it was a simple choice, George.
There's hysteria. You have Taliban fighters with whips, with guns. You have U.S. and U.K. soldiers who are not allowing people in. You have mixed messaging coming through about what kind of paperwork you need and how you can get on a flight and where you can go. I mean, it is just an absolute mess. And we heard President Biden say yesterday in his comments to ABC News that this is not a failure. And I think a lot of people outside that airport, particularly those taking the kinds of extreme actions we're just talking about, would like to know, if this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly?
That's CNN saying it. If this isn't failure, what does failure look like? Now, the State Department is still trying to downplay all of this right now, acting like none of this is happening. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, was on Fox News Sunday, and there was a fair question that was asked to him, like, does the president even know what's going on? He lied about Americans being beaten. He said the Taliban's not in Afghanistan. They are. Said Al-Qaeda's not in Afghanistan. They are. Does he even know what's going on?
Here's another statement that the president made that was flat wrong. Take a look.
I have seen no question of our credibility from our allies around the world. I've got the exact opposite thing is we're acting with dispatch. We're acting, committing to what we said we would do.
But Armin Laschet, the likely successor to German Chancellor Merkel, said this is the biggest debacle that NATO has seen since its foundation. And here is the chairman of the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee.
To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with, to claim that they ran, it's shameful. Those who have never fought for the colors they fly should be careful about criticizing those who have.
Mr. Secretary, does the president not know what's going on?
This is an incredibly emotional time for many of us, and including allies and partners who've been shouldered.
I love this. It's an incredibly emotional time. It doesn't seem to be from the White House. Doesn't seem to be from the White House at all. What is emotional from the White House? Serious question here. Right. Like, what is so emotional coming from the White House? I want to know. Because this guy acts like there's nothing going on, that there is nothing emotional, that nothing is happening. I really do. I want to know. You know, oh, this is such an emotional time. Is it emotional because you know that 8-month-old American citizens are being beaten? Is that what it is? Is that why this is emotional? I'm curious. Someone explain it to me, okay? Someone explain it to me. I am genuinely curious. What is it that it makes us so emotional? Is it emotional to know that you're leaving Americans behind? Is it emotional to know that you put Americans in this situation, this scenario? Is that what is making it so, quote, emotional? If someone can explain it to me, I would love to hear from the White House. Because when you come out on TV and you act like somehow you're the victim, I mean, we had an 8-hour period over the weekend. We didn't see a single U.S. plane evacuate people from Kabul. Not a single plane took off. Was that emotional for the White House, or were you guys taking nap time? I'm a little confused over how you guys are emotional. Joe Biden, oh, none of the allies are upset with me. NATO's saying this is the biggest failure since its inception, saying this is the worst we've ever seen. Afghanistan evac is drawing international condemnation from our allies. That's how bad it is. Hadn't heard that, Joe Biden says. Everybody loves me. Everybody likes me. Everything's fine. There's nothing to see here. I love it when I actually get to quote CNN, because it's hilarious that even CNN is telling Joe Biden you're insane. By the way, CNN, you guys did this. You're the ones that pushed the Russian hoax. You're the guys that went upset, went psycho trying to get Donald Trump impeached at all costs. You're the guys that push insurrection, and this is what a real insurrection looks like, not what happened on January the 6th. You're the ones that put up the faces of Americans in around the Capitol on January 6th to get them arrested. You're the ones that put out basically an enemies list. Trust me, I know. I had to work there for 7 years. It was awful. But it's hilarious when even CNN can't hold his head above water. And they're the ones that actually came out and reported like 8 hours. What the hell is going on? For 8 hours, not a single plane evacuated people from Kabul. And then the White House says it's a very emotional time.
Experiences I've ever had, because the desperation when that gate opens, just a jar, and there's just this rush, people pushing, and you're desperately trying to stand up. I'm holding hands with my colleagues, with some of our local staff who were trying to get out, and everybody's screaming, and children are screaming, and on the other side of the door, they're screaming to get back. I mean, it's just unconscionable that there are women there carrying newborn babies. And I just, you know, at a certain point, I'm at a loss for words, honestly.
By the way, those are gunshots you're hearing in the background. Everything's fine, though. Not a problem. Everything's good. No one's mad at me. I'm doing everything. This was inevitable. This was inevitable. It's going to happen.
Well, I was actually going to say, this is a situation that it's unsustainable is what you're describing. And as everyone knows who follows your reporting and have for years, you have covered a lot of war and conflict. You have seen some of the best and worst of humanity.
The best and worst of humanity? This was all avoidable. This was flat out avoidable. She said, I've been sitting here for 12 hours at the airport, 8 hours on the airfield, and I haven't seen a single U.S. plane take off. How on earth are you going to evacuate 50,000 people in the next 2 weeks? It just can't happen. And this is the president that's still taking naps.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. Start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to go back to Joe Biden for just a moment. Biden is saying, well, there could be some other bad things that happen. you think? So he said Sunday afternoon this to the Taliban.
Taliban has to make a fundamental decision. Is the Taliban going to attempt to be able to unite and provide for the well-being of the people of Afghanistan, which no one group has ever done since before, dealing for hundreds of years? And if it does, it's going to need everything from additional help in terms of economic assistance, trade, and a whole range of things.
That's what he has to say about the Taliban. The Taliban that's beating 18-month-old children. The Taliban is shooting at people so that they'll crush each other and die at the airport, including children that were suffocated to death against the barriers at the airport in the last 24 hours. And Joe Biden said today, well, I mean, look, hey, a lot could still go wrong with Afghanistan evacuations. Thanks, Captain Obvious, for clearing that up. One trapped American mother said that she is now considering suicide, as it would spare her from whatever the Taliban would attempt to do to her. There's little doubt that the fall of Afghanistan's government to the Taliban was going to end in immense and troubling bloodshed, but it's doubtful that too many Americans were prepared for this. President Biden's decision to withdraw the U.S. troops from the nation ahead of schedule has led to utter chaos, as everyone knows, in Kabul and around Afghanistan. As a terror group, the Taliban continued to wreak havoc on the population. Biden, the White House, have suggested Americans should, quote unquote, be able to find safe passage out of the nation. The Taliban told us they would let that happen. Everything's fine. The reality? No. An American mother on the ground has been describing the horror that has fallen on her and those around her. She's worried, quote, she'll never see her kids again and is in hiding with family members and Afghan allies, unable to reach Kabul airport for a chance at an evac. I really have given up hope, given up on the hope of going to the airport, the woman said. It's just not possible to make it through all those people. She said there are as many as 20 Taliban checkpoints between her and the airport, and she's one of an uncertain number of American citizens trapped behind enemy lines. And then she was whipped by Taliban fighters on one attempt to get through, she said, and this was early on. A man standing near her was shot in the head on another try, leaving his wife and baby in tears. Since then, she said her only option is hiding. Quote, we are devastated, she said to Fox News. We're scared for our lives. Every moment that a car passes by, I feel like they're going to pull in and execute us. I don't know if I'm going to see my children again. The American mother stated, she would rather take her own life than be subjected to whatever ill will the Taliban has in store for her, should she be captured attempting to flee. That, she says, the reality of the situation in Kabul. 20 checkpoints between her and the airport. Other Americans say that they are terrified of what the Taliban is going to do to them. The president was asked a question earlier, a simple question. Why is it that you keep trusting the Taliban when this is what the Taliban is doing, Mr. President?
So that's what's happened. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Why do you continue to trust the Taliban, Mr. President? Why do you continue to trust their pledges, Mr. President? One more
question. Why do you continue to trust the Taliban, Mr. President? What did Joe Biden do? He walked away. He walked away. He walked away. Taliban now parading with U.S. weaponry. Not only parading with U.S. weaponry, but they're dressing up like Americans and redoing the flag planted that is so famous. Yeah, no, they're just now mocking us. Taliban sympathizers are reportedly circulating images on social media of jihadists parading through the streets of one of the regional capitals, proudly displaying American weapons. The Taliban is showcasing its special force troops dressed in white and waving the official flag of the jihadist organization. The video shows the terrorists wearing face coverings, apparently bulletproof vests, and large firearms that are all American origin. The event reportedly occurred on Thursday, Afghanistan's Independence Day, as they called it. Other images circulating on social media allegedly originating on Taliban Social media networks show the scale of the parade, featuring at least a dozen of the men wearing Special Forces outfits, but hundreds of others in attendance. They're on top of American Humvees. Taliban fighters are actually standing guard at the Kabul airport using our armored Humvees and our machine guns pointed at the American soldiers. I cannot explain to you how big of a victory this is. Tony Blair came out and said this, and he said it well. He said, every terrorist on the planet is laughing at America thanks to Joe Biden. How sad that it took a former British prime minister to say that and not the establishment media in America. He said every jihadist group in the world is cheering right now. Tony Blair attacked the Biden administration's Afghan policy as little more than sacrificing Afghan allies for the sake of political posturing at home. Same thing I told you. It's all for the cameras, right? I'm the guy that got you out of Afghanistan on September the 11th, 20 years after we got in there. You're welcome. Pat me on the back. That's my legacy. I'm Joe Biden. Quote, the abandonment of Afghan and its people is tragic, Tony Blair said. Dangerous, unnecessary, not in their interests and not in ours. Adding that the manner of America's flight under President Joe Biden appeared designed to parade our humiliation. Blair said Biden's decision to run from Afghanistan in this way was driven not by grand strategy, but solely by politics. We didn't need to do it. We chose to do it. We did it in obedience to an emblematic political slogan about ending the forever wars. Yeah. Blair urged those around Joe Biden to please think about changing course before more people die. Kevin McCarthy, GOP leader in the House, tweeted this out. Biden's claim, we know of no circumstances where American citizens carrying an American passport are trying to get through to the airport. Fact, the Islamic State issued a terror threat against Americans trying to go to the Kabul airport. He was lying or he's incompetent or both. And he's absolutely right in the tweet, in his anger. But hey, you know what? It's not a lot of Americans being physically harassed and beaten and harmed by the Taliban. Yes, the Pentagon confirms they've been harassed and beaten, but it's not that many, right? It's really not a big deal. Not a big deal. Look, if you're being harassed or beaten by the Taliban behind enemy lines in Kabul, Afghanistan, the Pentagon said, we don't believe it is in a large number. So at least there's that. In the same press conference, the Pentagon spokesman Kirby indicated most Americans, he claimed, are having no problem reaching the extradition, the extraction point at the airport. That is a lie. Quote, to the best of our knowledge, Taliban checkpoints, they are letting through people showing American passports. No, they're not. They're beating them and taking their passports. Biden said this in contradiction to his own defense secretary, who initially stated that Americans have been abused and beaten on the ground. Our own embassy in Kabul on Saturday put out a warning to American citizens to avoid the airport because of security threats outside of the gate, saying, don't come. And if you think getting people out's going well, it's a total blank show. Nearly empty U.S. flights are leaving Kabul as Biden abandons Americans in Afghanistan. Many planes, this is as of right now, are reportedly leaving Afghanistan nearly empty while private organizations are begging the U.S. government to no avail to let them charter private flights to airlift more American citizens and Afghans who assisted the U.S. mission. Major General Hank Taylor, the deputy director of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said on Thursday that while the military had the capacity to move between 3,000 to 5,000 or maybe 5,000 to 9,000 people per day, only about 2,000 have been moved in the last 24-hour period. Why? Because they don't know what the hell they're doing. C-17 planes capable of comfortably fitting 300 people took only around 110 people each on 18 flights that evacuated 2,000 from the country. That doesn't mean just because you have 5,000 seats that you can automatically fill 5,000 seats every day, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said during the press conference, right? So everybody calm down. And then there was an 8-hour period where no flights left Kabul. No American flights anyway. No American flights. Another journalist posted a picture of the flight he was on saying, I'm on my way home, but this aircraft is empty, scandalous, as thousands wait outside the airport being crushed as they cannot get in. Sadly, people will be left behind when this mission is over and we cannot get it right. He literally put up a picture of an empty airplane that he was in leaving.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me also remind you that Joe Biden actually said at one point in life, not a joke, that there's nothing special about being an American. Did you hear me? Joe Biden actually said at one point that there is, quote, nothing special about being an American, and maybe that explains why all of this is happening. Maybe this explains exactly why Joe Biden can literally look the other way, go on vacation. Look the other way and go on vacation while all of this is happening. Kamala Harris was just asked a moment ago about the Americans trapped in Afghanistan. She just laughed at you.
What's your response to reports of Americans?
Hold on, everybody. I want to talk about two things. First, Afghanistan. We couldn't have a higher priority right now. And in particular, our priority is making sure that we safely evacuate American citizens, Afghans who worked with us, Afghans at risk, including women and children. And that is one of our highest, if not the highest priority right now.
She laughs as she walks up there. Calm down, everybody. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, now let me tell you the line I'm going to give you. Really, there's no higher priority. No higher priority? You guys won't even go out and get people. If it was a high priority, you'd go out and get people. You wouldn't have trapped American mothers contemplating suicide because there's 9, 10, 11, 12 Taliban checkpoints between her and the airport in Kabul. Let me say that again. You have a mother who said there are as many as, excuse me, I got the number wrong, 20 Taliban checkpoints between her and the airport, and she's one of an uncertain number of American citizens trapped behind enemy lines who says, I am not going to fall into the hands of the Taliban. Not going to let them behead me. But hey, if you're Kamala Harris, let's laugh about it, right? If you're Joe Biden saying, hey, Americans feel like you're incompetent and that you're not going to do enough, you're not helping them. Right? You're not doing enough to help people. Joe Biden, what does he say about that? He laughs. I haven't seen that poll. I go back to 2014, October the 2nd, 2014. Joe Biden was speaking at Harvard, and Joe Biden said this about American citizens in 14.
America's strength ultimately lies in its people. There's nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
Nothing special about being an American. That was at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard.
There's nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
Well, maybe that explains why I didn't give a crap about Americans dying in Afghanistan. Maybe that's it. Maybe that explains it all. You have gunfire ringing out at the airport. You have babies now being crushed, suffocated to death because the Taliban knows that with that many people, they're going to rush towards the fences, the gates, and the people will die. They're using our Humvees to mock us, pointing our weapons at our soldiers at the fences. And we have a president of the United States of America who is refusing to go out and get people. Refusing to go out and get people. Because this is our top priority, except it's not our top priority. No, this is our top priority, but we're on vacation. This is our top priority, but we're not going to go out the gates to try to pick up anybody, help anybody, find anybody. Let's deal with the reality. The reality is the Taliban is separate from Al-Qaeda. Okay, we know that. Right, we know that Al-Qaeda or ISIS is different. We know that they play by a different set of rules. We know that the Taliban wants to keep things a little bit different. The Mujahideen, by the way, the Afghan Mujahideen and local militias say they are very concerned now about Americans being taken and beheaded at the hands of Al-Qaeda or ISIS. So what happens if that happens? Forget the Taliban. Let's talk about Al-Qaeda. We know that Al-Qaeda is in Afghanistan. And we know that the President of the United States of America lied about that this week as well, saying they're not there. We know they're there. The Pentagon has said it. The State Department said it. Even the Taliban has said it. So what happens then? What happens then? Do we just let them behead Americans? Think about that. Because this president's not even going outside the gates to get people. You don't think ISIS and Al-Qaeda is going to figure that out pretty soon, that it's open season on Americans, you can do what you want? Because this president's not going to stop it? Make sure you tell everyone about our podcast all week long. We're doing our podcast 7 days a week now in Afghanistan. Make sure you download the Ben Ferguson podcast. It is free. Listen every day for free.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right.
Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.